This is Sean with Voices of Saint Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with ma'am. What is your name?
It's Patty Prophet.
Patty Prophet. And what is your husband's name?
Tom Foster.
Tom Foster. So where were you born? Were you born in Indianapolis, or where'd you grow up?
We moved here when I was five.
When you were five?
From Illinois.
So how did the connection happen with Saint Joan of Arc?
We moved, and we were at 51st and Washington Boulevard, and we were kind of on the line at that time between either joining, well, several parishes, St. Thomas, St. Joan of Arc, or Immaculate Heart, and my parents went and checked all three out and chose St. Joan of Arc.
Okay. So what are some of your, like, earliest memories there?
My earliest memories there are with my parents. I was the youngest of eight. When we moved here, I was 5 years old. And I just distinctly remember going to church with my parents. My mom cleaned the church every week, and she did the candles. There were candles that were out that had to be replaced, that they would collect money for that the people could light, she was in charge of that, and she also did all the laundry for the priests and for the altar.
Wow.
She washed, starched, ironed everything, and it was immaculate. So I was with her because I was so young. We would go to church and do everything inside the church. So I had all this time to explore and walk around and check out the church. And my dad was very active there too. He led the Stations of the Cross every Lent and was very active in like setting up the nativity scene and that kind of stuff. And we went to church every day.
Every day. So,
every day.
So what were some of your favorite let's call it pieces of the puzzle with inside the church to view that you just be enamored about?
I couldn't get, I mean, just the massiveness of the size of the church, being a five-year-old, was just amazing. And the ornateness, I was always fascinated with the mosaics. I remember sitting in church and just staring or laying down in the pew and staring at the ceiling and all the beautiful artwork on the ceiling and in the back of the church. If you turn around and look to the back of the whole artwork that's up there, I was just fascinated with the architecture and probably studied it in great detail based on that I was there every day.
Right.
And just looking at it and just in awe of it, you know. And then I would go to another church that was like so modern, and I'd be like, oh, I don't like this. I like St. Joan of Arc. I mean, that's what made me feel peaceful and comfortable.
All right, so what type of involvement did you have as you grew up?
So as I grew up, I sang in the choir, and it used to be up where the organ was, you know, above the altar there to the left-hand side, and just was active, you know, in school at St. Joan of Arc and stuff of coming to the church. I was married there. Both my children were baptized there. My parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary there. It was a very large part of, I know, of my parents' identity and of who they were and what they were, and it got passed down really to all of us in my family. I have a sister that's a little sister of the poor now. But all of us really from that basis with my parents have a very strong part of faith in our lives.
That's great. So who would be some of the people that you'd like to give a little appreciation to that you've seen that have done a lot for St. Joan of Arc over the years?
I would say, well, the group of women that worked with my mom, Polly Hinn, Pat Crosland. I mean, there was like a little core group of people, that women that did all that stuff inside the church. And then you look at the men and Trudy Belinsky, the Belinskys, and, you know, the whole thing that the men did too with Carl Henn and, Mr. Belinsky, I've drawn a blank. Anyway, so all those people, they created a sense of community. And that's, I think, what was so instilled in all of us, that we learned about, you know, our faith and our trust in God and service, about doing service. All that thing that my parents and these other people have done created this whole, like, idea of service, to give back, to want nothing in return, to just do it to do it, you know, I think. Father Pat was a huge part in my parents' lives, and Father Schmidlin, they, you know, from when we were there and them growing up and having a close relationship with them, Monsignor Bosler, when we started there, back when I was much younger. I mean, there were certain people that I think had a strong part in my parents' lives.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say just overall about the church itself? Just the community?
I'm going to say that as much as my parents put into the church, they've passed away, they would be so proud of what their church looks like now after that renovation. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to me. And every time I go in there, I think, oh my gosh, they would just, you know, be in awe of how much brighter and beautiful that you can see everything in such greater detail.
Right. Okay. Well, Patty, I really appreciate your time and your kind words about the church. And it was cool to hear about, you know, kind of growing up and even been laying down and looking up from the pew at the ornateness of the ceiling and everything. But if you don't have anything else, I'm going to close this out and just stay on the line.
Well, the one last thing I'm going to say is that I had a really great childhood, and St. Joan of Arc provided me with a very strong basis of my identity, of who I am and what I'm here to do, and I'm very grateful for that. And we still are a part of Joan of Arc and our thing. We work with the marriage sponsor couples and find that very rewarding to kind of pay that forward and whatever else that we can do at the church.
That's great.
And the school.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and just stay on the line.